Shannon McVane Brown has worn many vocational hats. She's worked as an interior designer, an art teacher, and now she's taking on another role as the newly consecrated bishop of Vermont's Episcopal Diocese. And this is a first because Shannon McVane Brown also becomes the first Black woman to lead the Episcopal Diocese in Vermont. Shannon McVane Brown joins me now in our VPR studios to discuss her new position, and thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
I mentioned at the top here that you have held many other jobs before. What led you to seek a religious leadership role in the first place, and what do you think that life experience brings to what you can offer in your new post?
Well, I think that growing up in a religious home probably has a lot to do with it. But my parents, my mother and my dad, they just allowed me lots of freedom to explore. And so even at one point, I thought I wanted to be Buddhist, but I just kept having conversations with Jesus. And so that doesn't quite work. Just this openness and curiosity led me to pursue ordination. And so that was sort of my entryway. And actually, that was the path that I started on. But over time, it was pretty clear that that was not where I was supposed to be going.
When did you get to that point when you realized where you wanted to be going?
So, actually, I was visiting my father, my mother's first husband, and he was dying from cancer and, you know, at the end of his life, talking about the regrets that he had. And so I realized if I was at the end of my life, I knew that there would be this thing that I had avoided and tried to control and run from. And I thought I didn't want to live that way with regrets. So came back to Detroit from Arizona and called my bishop and said, you know, I think I'm on the wrong path. And I know I'm only 3 months away from, you know, the first portion of the ordination. And but knowing I didn't care if it was foolish, I knew that I needed to do what was right and what I knew God was calling me to do. And so I took that leap, and the bishop said, oh, yes, you know, thank you. You are. I believe you're supposed to be doing something else. So actually, within about a week, I was enrolled in seminary.
I mentioned, of course, that you are the first Black woman to lead the Episcopal Diocese in Vermont. How aware are you of that status? Does it annoy you when people like me ask you that question? What's it like to come to this extremely white state? Does it become a tedious question? Is it? I just want to know how you feel about it personally.
No, it doesn't bother me. For a long time, I felt really isolated because there aren't a lot of us, a very small percentage. And so trying to deal with, you know, what does that mean in this conversation with God? You know, I said yes to this thing. And then so why do I have to live a lot of my life feeling uncomfortable and being the only one or being a first at something? And then I thought, well, I'll study it. That's, you know, sort of what I like to do with things. And so part of that discerning then realized that this, you know, feeling of being on the outside but being in the center, this awkward place of otherness. You know, I've named that as my ministry of otherness. And so I decided if the church is going to really, truly be inclusive, like, you know, we dream, people that have been excluded are actually the ones that are experts on how that can happen. And once I sort of, you know, grabbed onto that, I realized, okay, I can't remain a priest just for Black people. And that's where I was. I was the rector of the second oldest Black Episcopal church in the Episcopal Church. And telling them about how to be included. I mean, you know, it's like preaching to the choir.
Literally.
Yes, exactly. And so I thought, okay, this is not where I'm supposed to be. I have to allow myself to be open to leadership with people who don't look like me and to take that experience of being other and actually use it. And once I did that, I didn't feel this discomfort.
I'm sure you're aware of this, but church attendance for the Episcopal Diocese in Vermont is declining, as it is with many denominations. Mm-hmm. And Vermont, by a lot of determinations, there have been surveys on this, et cetera, has been called the least religious state in the U.S. What is your plan for keeping the church relevant here and engaging new members?
I feel like we have a good example in thinking of how the church started. Church attendance wasn't high when Jesus was around and when the disciples started out. I mean, it wasn't like they had this history of keeping track of how many people attended church on Sunday. Saying that, part of what I'm hoping is that we won't focus only on numbers, but on really what we're called to be as people of faith, concerned about our world, interacting with our world, investing ourselves in our world around us, and loving the people and seeing what God's up to in our communities, and not necessarily coming as if we have all the answers for everyone. The answers come from being in community and connection with those that are around you. That's how we're going to do church. I'll be looking at numbers, but that's not going to be my major focus.
The search committee for your position said they were looking for somebody with a sense of, quote, holy scrappiness. I love that term.
I do too.
They chose you. How willing are you to shake things up? What do you think needs to change?
You can't just come in and just start changing things, right? Because if you were drawn to the people, clearly there's something good already present. But I've asked the people in the diocese, I said, you know, our biggest gift is each other. And we're spread out all over the place. If we're going to be who we're called to be, we're going to have to find some new ways of actually being together and sharing ministry. And, you know, already I've been contacted by a group of churches in the Northeast Kingdom about looking into how they can be more intentional about sharing some regional ministry, which, you know, I knew when I brought it up that it was going to be an idea that wasn't immediately embraced because, you know, people, I don't blame them for liking the way that they do things. But I just know that they'll be stronger if they work together. And so I just, you know, drop the seed and it's sprouting. I also would like to see us do some more work with creation care, conservation, and alternative energy. So I'd like us to do something more with that. I don't know what that is. And, you know, there are other people that are interested in it too. So I'm sure that as we come together, we'll find out what that is.
Shannon McVane Brown is the newly consecrated bishop of Vermont's Episcopal Diocese. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.